Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and you're going to be glad that you're with us today. Father, we do thank you and we praise you. This has been so exciting all week, and we give you the praise and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Keith, man, I'll tell you, I've enjoyed this
week. Too. Me too.
This is such a blessing to my heart. Talking about hearing the voice of God, and my sheep know my voice.
Yes, sir.
And just before we came on the air, we were talking about the fact that Jesus is involved and has a desire to be involved by the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you, mm-hmm. every moment of every day, 24 hours a day.
Yes, sir.
With everything.
Yes, sir.
He is there to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
He's got something to say about everything.
Hallelujah.
But then this idea that the world has, you made the statement that mm-hmm. people say, well, now, I don't want to bother the Lord.
Right.
As if He just doesn't really have time for you. Or He is so busy running the universe,
right.
that He ain't got time to mess with you.
Right.
That is the devil's instrument,
mm-hmm.
and his way of cutting you off and diminishing you and putting God in a place that is totally erroneous of Him.
Mm.
Or making some other dumb remark like, oh, God, if you'll only do this one thing, I'll never ask you for anything else again. That's not humility. That's just huge stupidity, man. And it's, so now look what you've done. If God answers that, you're never going to talk to Him again. How could He answer that?
Yeah.
You're never going to talk to Him again.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you remember Jesus come walking on the water? And Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come.
Yeah.
What's he going to say?
What's
it ain't me. At least he had it on the positive side of
right,
the thing.
Right.
If you just do this for me, I'd never ask you anything. You've got God in a place where He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be opened unto you.
Hmm.
But here's this knothead that says, well, I am never ask again.
Yeah.
Well, and God's saying, well, if I answer it, He's never going to ask again. If I don't answer it, He's never going to ask again.
Mm-hmm.
So now in His love and His grace and His goodness, He'll get it across to you some way. But think about how natural and how unknowing that is. You don't know Him. You don't know that He wants to be involved in everything you do because eye hasn't seen yet.
Mm.
Ear hasn't heard yet.
Mm.
The human heart hasn't even come to the place to know yet what all He's got planned for you, exceeding abundantly beyond all you can ask or think. And it already belongs to you. It's already yours.
Hallelujah.
And the very next verse is, but He has revealed it unto us by His Spirit.
Yes.
Keep seeking, asking, knocking.
Yes.
God's in it with you, sweetheart. He is there
Hallelujah.
To do you good.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Those two things are huge, you said, Brother Kenneth. One is when folks say that, I had this picture to me that the Lord helped get across to me when people would say, well, I don't want to bother the Lord. I mean, I don't want to bother Him with that. And I saw this picture like a telephone switchboard operator from decades ago.
Yeah, big switch, all that wires.
Right, with the cables and the jacks.
Yeah.
And they got the lights. And people picture is God like that. He's on the throne. And of course, to them, He's old. Long, long white beard and old. And He's got prayer calls coming in from all over the world. He's got president and prime ministers and widows and soldiers in foxholes. And I mean, serious stuff going on. And God's, you know, He's actually got some perspiration on
yeah.
His guy, right?
Because yeah,
this
pushing.
Thing is loaded.
Yeah,
you know?
It's pushing.
And you don't want to bring your little piddly request up in the middle of that. But that is completely imagination. God doesn't have any computers.
No.
I mean, a computer, the fastest thing we got would be like an ox cart to him.
Yeah, or worse.
Have no use for such a primitive
device. Now, you remember what Isaiah saw? He saw God take a drop of water and measure the oceans
exactly.
of the world. And he took a piece of dust and put it in his palm.
Yeah.
And weighed the planets of the universe.
Hallelujah.
Come on, man. Now that's God and that's your Father, and He's the one planning your life.
Yes.
Amen.
He has higher ways of doing things.
Oh, yeah.
And two great revelations we need. And you don't get it all in a week or two, in a year or two. This is progressive throughout your life and after this life. How big God is and how much He loves you. How much He cares about the details. And when people say that people get hung up on money stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And if they see somebody believing for something bigger and more expensive, then they thought that's just too much. That's just too big. Well, for who?
Yeah.
Too big for who? Too much for who? You just found out your choking point. But to God, what must that look like?
Yeah.
I mean, what does $1 billion, $1 trillion look like to God? It must seem so tiny from His perspective. It's a matter of us learning how big He is. But then, I mean, you brought this up, I believe, sir. What, I forget where you said you saw it, but about that He numbers the hairs of our head.
Oh, yeah.
And what was that? That not only was it how many of the hairs, but that each... Maybe it was something else I heard it. But
each hair has its own number.
Its number.
Yeah.
He knows if you pull one out, which number that is.
What hair that was.
Well.
And I laid claim to my original count.
Smart
that,
man.
But on the resurrection day, I'll have every hair that was ever numbered in my name.
All right.
They belong to me now. I don't have to wait.
Well, that sounds good to me too. Glory to God.
God cares about my hair.
Well, that's the point. Why would one so great care about such minute details? And if he cares enough to track that and number that, then when people say, I don't want to bother the Lord. No, you have not because you ask not and because of not listening. God is, Phyllis taught me this years ago, the woman just doesn't get a bad parking place.
Amen.
We'll go and I'll see a bunch of traffic and I'll start heading to the back of the lot. She'll say, oh, no. Go ahead and head to the front. The Lord always gets me a good parking place.
Amen.
And sure enough, you pull up there and just about time you get there, somebody will be backing out. There you go. And what I found is, and what we all need to know, the Lord is so big. His capability, the vastness of His understanding to keep track of all of these things simultaneously. He can answer the president's prayer, the prime minister, the soldier in the foxhole, and the widow's needs, and find you a parking place downtown at the same time.
On the same level of importance.
Just if everybody on the planet made a demand on His wisdom and direction and provision at the same time, the lights in heaven wouldn't even flicker.
No.
He could mean it all simultaneously.
I heard him say one time, he said, Kenneth, I could make every human being ever born on the earth richer than their wildest imagination all at one time.
Sure.
And never touch my reserves.
I believe that.
And it took that to affect my thinking.
Yeah.
And then another thing he said, Keith, and I think this, in dealing with our limitations and our little thinking, I believe this impacted me maybe at least as strong as anything I've ever heard from him. I was reading an article about, you know, there was the atom, and then there's something a little smaller than that. When they discovered the atom, they thought that was the smallest. But they just keep finding stuff that's just smaller than smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And I was reading that and the things that they had to say about it. And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, you know, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I said, yes, sir. He said, you've got a pretty fair grasp on the fact that I am bigger than anything and that I am smarter than you and everybody else. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I finally got
That's
a hold of that.
True.
He said, you have a working knowledge now of at least some of how big I am. But he said, Kenneth, there's nothing in the universe smaller than me. I said, what? He said, I'm the Alpha.
Yeah.
And I'm the Omega.
Hmm.
He said, I created the smallest thing. But he said, you know what? I can create one smaller than that. And he said, the smallest thing I have ever created yet. He said, I can create one smaller than that. Because he said, there's nothing smaller than me.
Yes.
Well, that just expanded my whole idea.
Yes.
That he can just keep getting smaller for a billion years and things just keep getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, wow.
Smaller than small can possibly be. He is that big.
Oh, my.
And that all encompassing.
Oh, my, my.
And he loves me.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That just.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, oh, my. And the smallest, tiniest detail.
Yes.
About you is important.
Yes.
It's important.
Ask. Jesus said. In that day, he said, I won't say I'll pray the Father for you. Ask him and you shall receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock, it'll be opened. The enemy, the reason he does this to get people, I don't want to bother the Lord and that's too big in this, to just simply keep you from asking, from seeking.
Oh, yeah.
Because it opens up for the Father to minister it to you.
The more you open up to that, the less the devil has to do with in your life.
You're harder to mislead.
Oh,
you're harder
yeah.
to fool.
Yeah.
But it's a way of life, and I know you and Miss Gloria operate this way, and Phyllis and I, over the years, we just, that's what we were talking about at last broadcast or so. You learn, you do it without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You just are continually, all day and all night, I quit asking myself what I want to do. I'm checking with him.
All the time.
All the time. And because he will let you do what you want to do. You know, Israel asked for a king. Wasn't God's original plan.
No.
But he let them have one and even told the prophet which one to pick. And told them how the kingdom would work. But it wasn't. But they were off of God's perfect plan now. And if you persist and say, oh, God, I want to do this. Let me do this. Let me do this. I want to do this. He'll let you do it. He's not going to prevent you from it. But after him letting me do some things some years ago and me seeing how it turned out, I said, Lord.
Let's don't do it.
I want you to quit letting me do what I want to do. And I just want to start here and ask you, what do you want me to do?
Yes.
And after years of that, you quit asking yourself what I want to do or what other people. You know, I had when I first started pastoring the church in Branson, the first church. We're 3 days into this. And I had an experience with the Lord. I don't mean I had an open vision, but real strong. He said to me, he said, Keith, if you're always giving in to people and doing what they want to do, who's leading this?
Ah, yeah.
And I thought, well, it wouldn't be me. He said, if I'd have wanted them to lead this, I could have put them over. He said, follow me. Man, it was strong in me. In fact, the very next week, some of the people that were our main folks that had just started, that were strangers, and they said, can we do this? And I said, no. Can we do this? I said, no. They said, well, surely you'll let us do this. I said, no. Well, they all left. we're a week old. Now, my original staff I had with me, and they stayed with me. They're so faithful. But I found out I don't need a reason not to do something. I need a leading to do a thing.
That's big, Keith. That's very important to say.
If I'll do that, it just closes the door, boom, 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 all around me to the enemy. Because people have all these ideas, and they'll want you to do this, and they'll want you to do that. And I had people get upset with me. Well, why won't you do this? And this is one, I told one of them, I said, look, I don't do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Why don't I do what you want me to do?
Yeah.
They haven't got the revelation yet of just let me do what I want to do. Go to the Lord, submit yourself to Him, and say what Jesus said, not my will.
Now, Keith, this work in business just same as it does in the ministry.
Exactly.
In fact, in business, even it is vitally important, because in business, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who don't know God.
Right.
And you better be hearing from Him, because you don't want to get sucked into the local economy.
Right.
You want to have impact on the local economy.
Right.
And you're going to be doing some things that are strange to other people. Right. And if you got anybody working for you, they're going to wonder why you're doing it this way. And they'll even try to change it after you told them not to do this, do that.
Right.
Well, yeah, but you know, he don't know nothing about this kind of business. That ain't going to work. That's like Peter trying to tell Jesus, you can't catch fish on this lake in the daytime.
Yeah.
But there was a way you could do it.
Yep.
And Jesus pointed that out to him. There was a way to catch fish on this lake in the daytime, but you got to do what Jesus says to do it.
Right.
And to do that, you got to hear Him.
You do.
Do you know Peter didn't hear Him that day?
On the fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, cast your nets in.
Right.
Peter cast a net in, and it was rotten. It broke when they caught the load. That's the only time they ever broke a net. And there were other cases where they had so many fish, they couldn't move the net. It didn't break. He had one, and he didn't care if he had to rewash it again. He'd been out there all night. He'd been out there, and he's washing his nets when this occurred. So he just got one that he wasn't going to catch anything in it anyway. And what does this rabbi know about fishing? All I got to do is go out there and chunk it around a while, not get anything, come on back. I don't have to wash the thing. I got my good ones washed. And boom. Now, they called all the partners. Their nets didn't break. That had to be a rotten net. That's the reason I'm a sinful man, he said. Well, think about it. It was just because he didn't listen. He should have heard nets instead of net. He didn't listen. So he didn't catch a fish.
Yeah.
Everybody else broke all the records. He missed the biggest landslide ever was. Just simply not hearing the plural instead of and just that one little miscommunication got him in that kind of a mess. Boy, he didn't even, the next time Jesus told him to just go throw in a hook. And man, he didn't even question him. He just went and grabbed a hook and threw it and got exactly what he told him to do.
Exactly what you're saying, sir. Being led's a lifestyle. And
it is, isn't it?
Just because you get direction on the first part of a thing doesn't mean you fill in the rest of the blanks yourself.
Oh, that's good.
You got to keep listening throughout the whole process. Every day's a new day. When the Lord led us to start the church in Florida, there in Sarasota, we knew for a couple of years we're supposed to start a church, another church, but where? Where? And we looked at different places, and finally, at the end of that 2 years or so, Phyllis and I got in a plane, just she and I, and flew to there. We hadn't been considering that place in the beginning. We got a rental car. And in 15 minutes, we'd never been this part where we were driving through, never been there. 15 minutes, we were sitting in the parking lot of the place that is now Faith Life Church, Sarasota. Now, we found out later, they said it was already sold and actually had been put in the newspaper and on the local news that it was sold. And I won't go into all that, but the Lord got it to us. It was ours. But we found out that we actually had saw properties in other parts, 20 miles away, that were more building for less money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looked like a better deal. Lot bigger building, less money. But we kept coming back to that first one we saw. We thought, well, that's what we got to witness about. So we went through it. And to come to find out, we didn't know. But the area where the Lord put us, everything is built up around it. There's a brand new mall there. There's all this stuff. It's a prime area. We didn't know that. We're not from around there. And we got favor with the people. We've had amazing favor. And we come to find out at some of these other places, they wouldn't have been church friendly. They wouldn't have, we might have still been trying to get things built and done years later. And what you could have done is thought, Lord, I thought you told us to go there to start a work there. Well, he did. And what we realized is that we could have been in the right state, but 30 miles away in the wrong spot and been having all these problems and thought, well, Lord, did we miss you? Did we not get the right thing?
Yeah.
Because we got the first part right, 1 and 2, but then you just fill in the blank, 3 through 6, and something you decided, well, okay, he said this, but we'll do it this way. It's so imperative that we learn how to be led day and night. I mean, all the time, every detail, every situation, just keep checking. David inquired of the Lord and would ask about what to do. And even though he had done the same thing 20 times, he'd still ask the Lord again, should I do this? How should I do it?
You know, Moses messed up like that.
Yeah.
Over that rock
in
the water.
That's exactly right.
The second time, God had a little different mm-hmm. procedure here. He was to do it in a different manner, and he got mad and missed what God was
saying. Changed it.
And he went ahead and did it like he did it the first time, which was right the first time, because mm-hmm. that's the way God instructed him. Mm-hmm. But it was a really expensive era.
Yes, sir. He was in defiance. This world is a dangerous place.
Oh, yeah.
Full of the curse, full of the devils, demons, devil-influenced people. And it is critical that from the time we get up in the morning to the time we lay down, we follow His instructions explicitly.
Pay attention.
Yes, sir. Every detail matters.
Oh, that's good.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that is good.
Hallelujah.
Father, we receive it.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you for being there for us 24 hours
yes,
a day,
do.
Every day.
Yes, we do.
For eternity. And we give you praise. Sir, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are yours to command.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Brother Keith and I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.